Good afternoon again. We're here to give away the Chief Award. And as you know, the Chief Award is established in honor of Steelers founder Art Rooney Sr., presented annually to a member of the Steelers organization that best exemplifies the spirit of cooperation with the media that he embodied. And basically what it is the go-to guy for us reporters. Go to him in the locker room. I'll tell you a real quick story here. 2012, maybe, Dave's rookie year. You got three words out of him, you were lucky. He was under the impression of be seen and not be heard, and that's how it was. Fast forward to in Chicago, after the national anthem thing happened, there was one guy in that locker room that stood there and wave after wave and wave of reporters come in and ask him, talk to him. The last guy out of the locker room was Dave DeCastro. That was means a lot to us. So the Pro Football Writers Association Pittsburgh chapter voted on David DeCastro as the Chief Award. Congratulations, Dave.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you, guys. Like Mark said, I've come a long way since standing in this room in 2012. No beard, number two buzz cut all around. So, you know, I learned a lot, respect what you guys do, and I know you guys got a tough job to do. And like Mark said, I'm always here to help now. I understand a lot more than I did back then, and I respect what you guys do with wholeheartedly. So, thank you.
Questions for Dave? Dave, you realize that there's no plaque and there's no room on the plaque for your name either.
No, it's a bigger plaque or what? What's the deal?
It's what's taken up. That is not an award.
I love it. That's perfect. That's perfect for me.
We'd be staying up until 2 a.m. celebrating your award.
That's absolutely crazy. 2 a.m. That's insane. I check a bit by 10 if I'm lucky.
How much credit does Al get for you winning this award?
Yeah, I thought Al was a lock. Maybe you guys do a package deal or something with the year he's had. But no, I appreciate it, guys.
Well, Pouncey told us we're shut off now.
Oh, did he? Is he a little irritated? Has he not won it yet?
Wow, jeez. A little awkward.
Dude, why was it the rookie year that you just decided?
I didn't understand it. You go to school at Stanford, and all you do is go to school and play football and hang with your friends. Like, there's no media there. You know, Andrew Luck will walk around campus, and there's like no one recognizes. You know what I mean? So for me to come to a city like Pittsburgh, and then I didn't understand it. You know, I was a smart kid, but I didn't understand it, right? So the older you get, the more you learn, and you adapt, and you figure it out. And like I said, I know you guys got a tough job to do, and it's nothing I can do to help, you know. No, it's not easy.
Do y'all talk amongst yourselves about, like, who's actually going to win this thing? There's a lightheartedly ribbing or, like, talk about who might win this thing here.
No, not really. No, not much goes into it. Maybe this week of we were kind of joking about it, but no, there's not too much talk about it.
Do you think pretty much media is fair to you guys?
Media? I don't really care what the media says, to be honest. I've always been that way. I'm not saying it disrespectfully, but I can't get involved in it, good or bad. I never have ever since I was a rookie. I had Twitter for like 4 months during my senior year, and I was like, all right, it was kind of cool, and then I had a Facebook too, and I got so many friend requests. It was just like a star on the little thing instead of a number. And I was like, this is crazy. And kind of just cut off there. And after that, I was like, I just want to play football. I want to keep it simple. You know, and that kind of goes back to the way I was in rookie year. But now I learned too that you guys got a job to do and got questions. I got answers. So try to do the best I can and, you know, go from there.
Did you delete your Twitter account?
Facebook? No, yeah, that's been gone for a while, yeah.
Do you ever think after you play, think that you might do broadcasting media or something?
I mean, never say never, but I doubt it.
You had a radio show once, didn't you?
Yeah, I did back in the day. Yeah, it was all right. We'll see. We'll see how things shake out.
How much do y'all differentiate? I'm always curious about this between, like, the media being, like, people who get paid for their opinions on TV that are far away and people that are here.
Like I said, I mean, I don't really pay too much attention to the media in general, but I mean, it's just hard for me to judge. Even, you know, I play the sport, and I watch other teams' tape, and you don't really even know what they're doing. So sometimes it's very hard. It's a very subjective game, and it's tough to really understand, especially when you're not in the room and understand what's going on. Seeing the whole picture, if you will. So I try not to judge and just try to, like I said, be my best self, and that's all I can do. Just play football and have fun, and enjoy it.
Dave, why do you think Smith-Schuster was able to be as effective as he was this year?
I don't know, man. That kid's awesome. He's just fun to be around. I never thought I'd be, like, doing touchdown celebrations, like, All right, yeah, let's do it. Like, I don't know, maybe it's just getting older and having fun and kind of seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. So it's kind of breath of fresh air when you get a guy like that coming in that's just young and he's got all this energy. He's just a fearless kid that enjoys it. You can just watch him play and he just loves it. And it's you can kind of see that from the start. It's pretty impressive. I'll be here for a while, hopefully.
You think you guys found some value in that personality beyond just running, catching, blocking?
Yeah, I think it's contagious. It really is. Like I said, to have a young guy come in like that, it's been fun. Like I said, this whole season has been pretty fun. Obviously, it's got its kind of the drama and the ups and downs, but you know what season doesn't? So it's nice to have a personality like that just to change it up a little bit.
Did you participate in the snowball fight?
No, I was. He talked about it briefly, but I went and celebrated with Ben and watched it from afar. So it was he did a pretty good job. I saw his little cut up he made with the elf movie. He knows what he's doing. I don't think he'd be practicing or what.
I knew you were hurt as a rookie.
Yeah.
But every year since, there's been like a lot of rookies contributing right away. The high picks started pretty much. What's it about this place that?
It's credit to the culture, man. I've never been anywhere else, but you can kind of hear your stories, whatnot, and you just talk. People in this building know what they're doing, and it's just the way the culture is. There's a reason why they're successful every year. It's tough in the National Football League. Like I always say, our margin of error is so small. So obviously the front office knows pretty well what they're doing. They've done this for a while.